So this is a topic that many Rabbanim don't speak about for a variety of different reasons. It's the Indian of Shovim, those who are not familiar, it's the weeks of Shmos and so on. Vayera, Bo and Shovim, Yisro, Mishpatim. Where this Indian is brought down by not only the Pikabala, but even the Poskim talk about this. It's brought down in the Poskim. This Indian of Shovim. Some say it's only Shaykh during the Ebrew year, others say even when it's not an Ebrew year. But the Indian of Shovim is a person when he's focusing, he's mechazik the world of the Kedushas of Bris, which of course is related to Yosef HaTzadik. So I'll just read and explain a little bit from the Nesiv HaShalom. He has a piece on Parshas Vayichi, which connects very much to this Indian, and which is also going to connect to our Indian of Amelis Batara that we start off this year with. So we know that Yaakov Avinu, when he gave the brachas to Ephraim and Menashe, he switched his hands. And Yosef HaTzadik felt that it should have been Menashe, the older one, should have had the right hand, and Ephraim the left hand. And Yaakov says, no, he'll also be great, but the younger one will be greater. So Ephraim was given the right hand of Yaakov. So what was that debate, whether or not Ephraim or Menashe should have received the greater bracha? So the Nesiv HaShalom explains that Yosef HaTzadik represented two different shvatim, Menashe and Ephraim. He was the only of the brothers to have two shvatim, as we know. Because Yosef had two different halakim, two different elements to his life. The Sur Meirav Yaseh Tov. A very simple idea. Sur Meirav means to remove the evil. Yaseh Tov means to accomplish the positive. So Menashe represented the Sumera, because we see his name is, when Yosef named Menashe, he says, Ki nishani elokim eskol amali, that Hashem made me forget all my amelis. When a person's fighting a battle, the Sumera, removing the evil, that's an Indian of Yegia, an amelis. And the Aseh Tov, the accomplishing, is Ephraim, because his name was Ki Ephrani elokim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, allow me to succeed. That's the Aseh Tov. Menashe is Sumera, forgetting the past, removing the evil. Ephraim is the Aseh Tov, accomplishing in the future. And these two drachim, these two paths, lahasik midas hakedusha, to attain the level of kedusha of a kedusha zos bris, is the midah of Yesod. And that's really captured both in Menashe and Ephraim, in that again, Menashe is removing the evil. Again, whether it means to not look at things you shouldn't be looking at, proper filters on phones, proper gedarim, or the Aseh Tov, which means to learn Torah, limud haTorah, bringing the light into the darkness. That's Ephraim. Because you know the Gemara tells us, Barasi Yetzihara, Barasi L'Tavlin, there's a Yetzihara. There's also the Torah, which is able to fight against it. So sometimes you could fight against the Yetzihara, and sometimes you could create the Torah, which is going to push off the Yetzihara. So Menashe represented the Sumerah, and Ephraim represented the Aseh Tov, the Limud haTorah. He explains actually nicely that we know that when Yaakov got sick, so who told Yaakov, who told Yosef that Yaakov was sick? So Ephraim, because Ephraim was learning with Yaakov. So he knew, he told he was busy learning Chavrusa, so he went to learn with, he told Yosef, your father's sick. So Mepharshim asked, how do you know Ephraim was learning with Yaakov? Who told you? There's no source. So the Nesiv HaShalom explains, because since Ephraim represented Limud haTorah, he was the Aseh Tov, so it was understood that he was learning with Yaakov. He was the Midah of Aseh Tov, learning Torah. So this was the debate, he explains, between Yaakov and Yosef. What's the best way to fight against the Yetzirah? What's the best way to fight against the Os Bris Kodesh? Is it Sur Meirah? Or is it Aseh Tov? So Yosef felt, Yosef lived the whole life of, he was always Sur Meirah. He was always running away from the evil. Eshet Potiphar, running. He was always chasing away, running away from those who were chasing him. So Yosef felt that I'm a Yisur Meirah person. Menashe represents Kinishani Elokim, the Sur Meirah. So Menashe should be the Iker, because you can't learn Torah the person's engaged in the Yetzihara. It won't be pure, it won't be clean. So first get rid of the evil, clean up your past, and then Aseh Tov. First give the bracha Menashe, and then Ephraim is next. But Yaakov felt the other way. Yaakov was a mid of MS, the mid of Torah. He was the same mid as Ephraim. And Yaakov said, I know that the place of Mitzrayim where you spent many years of your life, Yosef, was a place of filth, a place of tumah, a place of erva, and it's important to do sumira. But Yaakov says through the midah of Torah, the koach of the Torah is efshir lavod es Hashem Yisbarach b'midas ava afil b'mitzrayim. When a person is in such a filthy place, whether that be Mitzrayim, whether that be working in the city, wherever you might live, there's filth wherever you go. So again, certainly sumira is necessary. But Yaakov felt through the koach of Torah, and the koach of the amelis b'Torah, that ava, that ore of Torah, is able to push her aside and accomplish what the sumira accomplishes as well. And this was the debate. And Yaakov won the debate. Yaakov was making the decision. He gave Ephraim, who's the midah of Asetov, the midah of Torah, he gave the higher bracha. So the Or of Yisrael explains in Parshas Vayechi that in this generation, Doros Chalushin, we live in a very weak generation. And it's even weaker now with all the different challenges. You know, the fact that you have whatever you want in your phone, in your pocket, you can look whatever you want, you could speak to whoever you want in your phone. It's much weaker than the times of the Or of Yisrael, that's for sure. So the Doros Chalushim, Elu Iker Atshuva, the Iker Tshuva is Bimea Parshil Sheshovim, which is our Parshas, beginning with Shmos, this week's Parsha. And the way you fight against it is Ayidei Torah V'Tfilah, Utztak, everyone to his ability. U'Befrat, he writes, B'Limud HaTorah Shebaal Peh, U'Levar Halacha B'Libonu Bir Yafeh. The Iker way to fight against it is through Torah Shebaal Peh, through learning with Amelus and learning the Asik BaTorah, what we've been discussing, Talmud Bavli. And in particular, Libun Halacha, the clarity, coming to Alibud HaHilchasa. Now, back in the days, I remember my grandfather, so he told me that he remembers when his father in Lithuania would jump in a frozen over lake to go to the mikveh. So there was a time where, you know, Sigufim and Tainios, which, you know, fasting and going to cold, the snow, that was once like a mahalach of doing tshuva. But all the Svarim write, and the Siyush Shalom reiterates his point here, he said, the Ikka Tikkun is, Be'emes the Tikkun Shekoach HaTorah, is Mesugo Yoser, is much greater than all the Sigufim tiniest a person could possibly do. So you and I could not handle jumping in a frozen over lake. We couldn't. We just don't have that ability. We live in a weak generation, we're weak. But we don't have to. Because as the Nesiv HaShalom explains, and all the other Sfarim explain, and the Or of Yisrael explains, that the Iker way to fight against the Kedushas of Bris is through Limud HaTorah. And in particular, when, you know, others are vacationing, wherever they're vacationing, you guys took a week off to go to a nice area, Boca, but you decided to learn for the week. And that Torah Shebaal Peh that the Or of Yisrael said is the Iker way to fight against it, that Av of the Asi Tov is able to push away all that Choshech, all that darkness, all the Sumerah. A person can do all the sumira that he wants, but if there's no avas haTorah, the sumira doesn't go anywhere. So Yaakov Avinu teaches us that by limud haTorah, the amelis b'Torah, that's able to push us over and to help us fight that yetzar of the kedushas bris. So that's why the gematria of shovim is the same gematria as shas, because when a person learns through shas, that's the way that person is able to fight against this choshech, this darkness. And that's, you know, we just finished Chanukah only a few weeks ago. And I know a few there were in the shir when I mentioned this, but the 36 candles, the Lamed Vav Neiros Chanukah, connected to Or HaGanuz, and the B'nai Sashra quotes of Pinchas Karitzer, that what's the Or HaGanuz? The Or HaGanuz is the 36 Masechtas of Bavli that we have, the 36 Masechtas we have in Shas. Because it's through those 36 Masechtas, through Limud HaShas, Limud HaTorah, that's able, in particular Bavli, that's going to fight against this choshech, this darkness. And Mirtz Hashem, again, this is the first day. We had half a day. But I encourage everyone to take advantage. Again, breaks are important. You should take advantage of breaks. Go for little walks during your breaks. But during the Siddur, to learn shtark, to put that amelis in, because that's going to push you over the top. And that's going to help to fight against this generation that's so weak. And Mirtz Hashem, we should be zocha to bring the or and to not get all the choshech, to be zocha to the gula shleima b'amitas. Here we are, Amenu. Amen, we are, Amen.